Good morning, this is Emma in Monaco with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a rare and endangered turtle species has been discovered nesting on Queensland's east coast for the first time. Volunteers found the egg chamber of Olive Ridley turtles while patrolling Campwin Beach, south of Mackay, however were unable to identify the eggs until they hatched 60 days later. Previously, the Olive Ridley turtle was only known to nest in five isolated sites around the Gulf of Carpentaria, and this new discovery has been described as quite the phenomenon. Researcher Dr. Cole Limpus says it's likely that the species is expanding its breeding into eastern Australia, and he hopes the turtles to return to breed again.
The Queensland government has paused plans to ban certain single-use plastics as it awaits a national strategy. The plan, announced in 2022, would have seen a range of single-use products, including plastic cups, produce bags and bread tags, potentially banned from September 1st. Queensland Environment Minister Leanne Lennard confirmed the proposal would be put on hold, instead opting to wait to work with other states and territories. It is expected that the national roadmap to phase out single-use plastics will be brought forward to Environment Ministers sometime this year.
In national news, Chinese-Australian protocols have been breached after it was revealed Chinese police were allowed entry into Australia to escort a woman back to China for trial. The incident, detailed in Monday night's ABC Four Corners program, has elicited strong reactions from federal politicians. Chinese police were authorised to enter Australia in 2019 to meet with a 59-year-old Chinese-born Australian resident. The woman in question was pursued as part of the Chinese Communist Party's anti-corruption initiative conducted by the Ministry of Public Security. The head of Parliament's Intelligence Committee, Labour MP Peter Khalil, says the incident was deeply disturbing, while many others are concerned the operation may have undermined national security.
In federal budget news, the Coalition has hit out at the government ahead of the budget being handed down tonight, claiming that it does not do enough to target rising inflation. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor has claimed that the Labour government have shown no signs of fulfilling its promise of reducing inflation, despite a significant inflation reduction since its peak of 7.8% in 2022 to 3.6% today. The Greens have also expressed criticism towards the budget, claiming that the planned surplus shows this government is prioritising their own political benefit over further investment in cost of living relief programs.
In international news, dozens have been killed and many remain missing after flash floods sent volcanic material and mudslides down Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Heavy monsoon rains and a cold lava flow from Mount Merapi caused a river to break its banks and tear through mountainside villages on Saturday night, sweeping away people and buildings. A West Sumatran disaster agency says 41 people have been confirmed dead, while 17 remain missing as of Monday. This disaster comes only 2 months after previous flooding and landslides tore through other West Sumatran districts.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds and no chance of rain. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.